This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jake Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Doug is out today, but that's okay because we are going to cover all of the good news and some of the important news that people will be talking about that we probably should still cover as well, such as Biden is expected to announce his 2024 campaign at the State of the Union address in February. What do we think, Jen? The laugh says it all.
Well, as you may know, if you followed this program, not a huge fan of Biden or his presidency. I think he's done us a pretty bad job. But, you know, before Christmas holiday, I think they thought they were on the right path. He was better than expected during the midterms and I think saw those approval numbers start to go up. And so they thought, why not try this again? You know, we can keep going. But now, of course, it's been DocumentGate, and all of these classified documents have been found in Biden's property, which truly probably wouldn't even make people blink an eye, even though he's got a history of kind of selling influence to himself and enriching his family. A lot of people do that, not just him, but certainly he's been one of the top offenders. And the reason it's such a big deal is that just a few months ago, when they were trying to get Trump for it, Biden came out and said, this is a disaster, he shouldn't be trusted with material, blah, 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 blah. Now he's got to live by those rules. And so that's why it matters, because, well, he made it matter. And so all of these documents, another set, so now the fourth set of documents were found in his home this weekend. And it's even causing people who are on the right, people on my side of the aisle, Jay, saying like, okay, maybe this is too convenient. Maybe they're planting these documents or finding them because they want him not to run.
Him out of the woodwork. Well, because the whole thing with Donald Trump was that he had those documents when he was president, and then he still kind of kept them. And it was it had come out that Obama did the same thing, and nobody had a problem with that. And then the thing with Biden is that these are documents he obtained when he was vice president that apparently he wasn't supposed to have or something. Is that what I'm seeing a lot of the news sources?
You couldn't declassify them. So you're not supposed to take classified documents out of the area where they're given to you. They're typically called a SCIF when that happens. And literally, lesser-known people have been thrown in jail for doing that. If you remember, there was a guy who was in the Navy who just took a picture inside of a submarine and went to jail for a couple of years because it was classified information. So if you're a normal person and you take classified materials, say you're a member of Congress and you take classified materials out of the SCIF, you can get into real legal trouble. That's a bad thing to do. And so normal people would be, you know, penalized. Well, Biden's trying to make the case, well, I just had it. He never really should have, because he couldn't declassify those documents like Obama or Trump could argue that the power of the presidency comes with the power to declassify. So if they're out of the SCIF, it's okay because the president decides that that's appropriate. But Biden never had that power at that moment and carried those documents around. And he had them in an office. This is what not a lot of people are talking about, at the Biden Penn Center, which received millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party. So why would the CCP be funding rent for Joe Biden and his so-called think tank at this place in Washington, D.C.? And that's where a lot of people are saying, well, those classified documents may have had material that were interesting to our adversaries. And that becomes a really huge issue for national security. So there is some real smoke, obviously, when it comes to Biden and the documents. But is the media covering it now when they didn't cover stories like this before? Because maybe they wouldn't be upset if it was someone else. I'll tell you, the best thing that could happen for Donald Trump is if Joe Biden is the candidate, because immediately you can say, well, I may say mean things. I may send mean tweets, but here's column A of all of my achievements, and here's column B of all of Biden's. And what benefited you more? And so he'd be able, I think, to win back independence pretty easily by saying, you may not have liked what I said, but I did a heck of a lot better when it came to gas,
right,
national
security.
You
may not have liked me as a person, but he did get the job done to a degree.
And Democrats know that, I think. They think someone fresh may be better against, you know, running against Trump.
Well, and we always talk about, it seems like nowadays when we vote for somebody, we're not voting somebody into office. We are more so voting to keep somebody out of office. And that one line, the lesser of two evils, comes into play. Or the evil we know is better than the evil we don't know. Well, what about the whole Biden-Trump election for 2024. Well, aren't they both evils that we do know?
We now know. Like, so who's going to be the lesser, I guess, of those?
And yes, exactly. So it's kind of like, okay, well, would this be a, not a retaliation, but for them to go head-to-head again, is this a potential of the, what if Biden wins again? What will people say? What if Trump wins time? Does this go back to the 2020 election? What if, is this the first time that maybe it's not a Democrat nor a Republican that takes office because people are just so frustrated with this that actually somebody else, somebody new, has the opportunity to get into those big debates that have typically only been, towards the end, only been between the two heads?
You know, I know that's actually kind of where you lay, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you're kind of in the middle, I know, on certain issues. Do you, is there someone that could do that, that has the power, that like is in the universe that I'm not thinking of, that might have that star power to get in as
right now? Right now, my answer would be no. I it's one of those things. If you ask a Democrat where they think I lie, they believe I'm Republican. If you ask a Republican where they think I lie, they believe I'm Democrat. My thing is that I like to vote for people, and on some issues I do lean completely one way, on other issues I lean another way, but I don't think that there is anybody currently at this point in time that has the power to really do so, because you look at why do most of them end up bowing out? Because they don't have enough funds. They didn't raise enough funds. And they either don't qualify, or they just think, you know what, I'm not going to raise enough funds for the next benchmark. I'm just going to pull out now rather than waste people's money. I'll try again later. And sometimes we see that.
It's so expensive. I mean, the fact that $100 million was spent in the mayor's race in Los Angeles is insanity to me. It's just, it is so much money that is needed for someone to even get traction. And the candidate who spent $100 million in Los Angeles didn't even win. So to get traction, you have to have that much money. And that's why I'm curious. Like, I know people float around Elon Musk, or they float around people like that, that might be a third party candidate. But what a lot of Republicans are saying is that if DeSantis does get into the race and you start to split the Republican Party, which I think would be a tremendously awful idea for both of them to be in the race at the same time, they're saying that Trump could run as a third party candidate, which would be really interesting. It would also be the quickest way for a Democrat to get the presidency. I mean, that would be the best case scenario for whoever it is on the other side. If you have Trump as an independent and a DeSantis at the top of the Republican ticket, everybody just splits votes. So it is interesting that the only person that comes to mind when I think third party right now is Trump, if he went in that direction. And that's not exactly who independents were probably looking for.
But didn't DeSantis say that he was not going to run for the presidency if Trump did? He already said he didn't want to go up against Trump.
Well, he didn't say if Trump would run. He just said that he was focused on governor. And he didn't quite answer the question as solidly after he won his race for governor. And so that got a lot of people going. And there are a lot of people who are still never Trumpers in the Republican Party who have started this narrative to try to build, I think, the ego of Ron DeSantis, saying, now's your time. But I really believe, whether you like Trump or you didn't, Trump woke a lot of people up to some of the corruption that's in the government. That hurts everybody. It hurts every American. If there is a double system of justice, whether that's based on race or politics or whatever things that we've known have been going on, we need to fix that. Our country doesn't continue if we don't fix that. And so what's great about Trump is he knows where the bodies are buried. He doesn't have to worry about getting reelected again. He could go in there and toss up the FBI and the Department of Justice, which would probably benefit every single American, whether they want to admit it or not. And then he'd be done. He'd be out. And then someone else could come in and take the place. But that's why I think Trump's the one to run for Republicans. And a lot of never Trumpers don't see that. They think DeSantis should come in, who would have to worry about running for reelection in 4 years, who would have to figure out where the bodies are buried, figure out where the swamp or whatever they might call it lives at the Department of Justice, when Trump kind of already knows that stuff.
Well, yeah, but then you also have people who are looking to the elected officials to change things overnight. Well, first off, the state of how things are did not happen overnight. It has been over decades upon decades upon decades. And even most recently, just what? Look at all of the changes that have been made and all of the dirt that has been dug up and issues gotten into just in the last 30 years alone. Let's just say in the last 30 years alone, nobody is going to fix that in the first year of the presidency. And I think that so many people look at that of, well, they've been president for a year, they haven't fixed anything. I'm not convinced. I'm not the wrong guy is in office. And it just seems like that happens with every single election.
Yeah. We want immediate results, and it's hard, you know, especially if you're relatively new politician. So I would take Biden out of this. I would take Trump now. You would take out of it because he's already done it. But you have to figure out who is working with you and who's working against you. And you've got members of Congress who are going to stand in your way, depending on what your party preference is. You've got people working against you at every turn to make it harder for you to deliver on your promises. And that's where I think we've gotten so into our own team sports, we've forgotten the ultimate goal, which is actually doing stuff, getting things done, making things better. It's like now it's a war. Who's going to come out on top?
Yes.
There's no accomplishments really being made.
Well, and it's not even like we want to be the ones to fix the issue, or we want to be the ones to do this. It's just you can't be the ones.
And we don't want
like,
the other
so
guy
attacking.
To
do it. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just keep pushing people down rather than trying to keep building up in the whole one nation united. And when was the last time it was actually a nation united? Was it September 11th? I think.
Yeah.
Was the last time we really saw people united, even if it was for a brief period of time? People came together, and it felt like we were truly one nation united when that happened.
It was one of the worst times and one of the best times in our country for that reason. The silver lining was that people were together, looking at each other on the street, thanking law enforcement. I mean, it was a great time where it didn't feel like everybody was working against each other.
Mm-hmm. Even
sadly, it was wrapped in tragedy because so many people died.
It really was. And look at COVID when everything was shut down in the pandemic. And yes, we would see videos online about people clapping whenever there was a shift change at hospitals, but it still wasn't. There was not the same amount of gratitude for service members, for first responders, for anything like that, like there was on 9/11.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think also, just as someone who remained unvaccinated during that time, in the place that I lived, I felt very unwelcomed in society. I felt like I couldn't go to a restaurant because I couldn't without mm-hmm. showing a vaccine card. I could, you know, there were certain things, there were limitations. You couldn't be an advocate for your family in a hospital if they were there for some other reason, you know, aside from COVID, which other health concerns were still going on for people. So mm-hmm. I do think that the first responders got short shrift because there were a lot of doctors and nurses who
and
went to
lost
work
their
every
jobs
day.
Because they yeah. themselves didn't get vaccinated, which is just, ugh.
But so they didn't get the thanks, that's for sure. But at the same time, the government made it so much, again, pitting us against each other, that it didn't mm-hmm. feel great.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Thank you to all of the first responders, everybody. Just thank you to everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third party.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I've been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming January 26th. Only on Peacock.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
The Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Seconds. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back with us before you know it. If you get a chance this evening and you are somewhere in the D.C. area, Virginia, look up to the skies. There's a rocket launch happening on Wallops Island, Virginia. And apparently there's going to be some that are happening a lot more frequently. About 6, sometime between 6 and 8 p.m. tonight. Of course, weather permitting, if there are still going to be clear skies. But right now, forecast is calling for clear skies. And most of that area will be able to see the rocket for about 60 to 90 seconds after the launch. And if you get to do it, you can also check out online. There's like the 40-minute countdown that will be available on NASA.com. Have some information on Jeremy Renner's recovery and what Anne Hathaway is up to these days. That's on the way.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Oh, what's going on? Jeremy Renner, well, he is giving his own updates now, thankfully after his miraculous recovery, which he is still on the road to recovery, but the fact that he survived is truly astounding. He broke more than 30 bones when he was crushed by the snowplow on New Year's Day. He took to social media, said, "These 30-plus broken bones will mend, grow stronger, just like the love and bond with family and friends." As it all deepens, he is still in the hospital. He had shared a photo of himself in his hospital bed with a doctor stretching his leg. He's 52. He still continues to receive the messages of support and love throughout his recovery. He has a lot of friends. friends and family. Most recently, who was it? Chris Hemsworth wrote that he is the champion. Of course, there was another word in there, expletive deleted, that I'm not going to say. So we love you. Jason Momoa added that he sends all of the love from Hawaii. Heidi Klum is sending her love. And it's just one of those things that, again, this snowplow was over 14,000 pounds near his home in Reno, Nevada. He was trying to help people out, and he had to be airlifted to the hospital in critical but stable condition. That blunt chest trauma, orthopedic injuries. But he is going to make it. He is going to recover. And there were a lot of false news reports that he was possibly going to lose a leg. I don't know if you saw that going around social media, but when you look at, like, CNN or Fox or ABC or just go on with any of those ones, none of them were reporting on that. But these fake news outlets were reporting on his leg is amputated, it's going to be gone, and people were sharing it on social media. None of that was real. None of that was true. He's doing okay, and he's going to survive this. Anne Hathaway is talking about her excitement for the Princess Diaries 3 coming up. Apparently, there's a lot of anticipation about this. Fans of the Princess Diaries series, there's the first one where Mia Thermopolis discovers that she's even royalty, and then the second one where she has to find a spouse before she can become queen, and then she becomes queen and all of that stuff. So this will be interesting because Princess Diaries 3, she is going to be Queen Mia Thermopolis, and unfortunately... I'm blanking on her name. Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews had said that she's very unlikely to return for this third one because she just kind of feels like, what's Clarice Rinaldi going to do? It may be a long shot. So to be determined who else is going to be in Princess Diaries 3, but it's going to be exciting to see.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identify the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go. So I'm just popping in to say, I hope you have a good day.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Over the weekend, Lisa Marie fans and loved ones gathered at Graceland Manor, Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, to honor the late singer at a memorial. And her family and friends also did kind of a celebration of her life before the big service. Austin Butler, who played Elvis in the recent film Elvis, was there with his girlfriend Kaia Gerber. You had Priscilla Presley, who spoke and eulogized her beloved daughter, also adding that her heart, Lisa Marie's heart, broke when her son Benjamin died and that now they can be reunited. You also had Duchess Sarah Ferguson, who was there and also spoke, and that they were truly best friends, and she had said how they used to refer to each other as sisters, and she was just heartbroken and devastated at the loss of her friend. the only child of Priscilla Presley and Elvis, who Elvis died in 1977. So she is now interred at Graceland right next to her father, who Elvis is also right next to his father, Vernon Elvis Presley. And people are going to be able to go and pay their respects, and not just from the service, but to actually go and see Graceland and see the different exhibits of Elvis, and now Lisa Marie there as well. In other celebrity news, Arnold Schwarzenegger is pumping up a new book deal with Penguin Press. And if you are thinking of like, ooh, a tell-all, nope, this is not a tell-all. It is more of the motivational category. Now, if you remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is 75, previously penned a memoir, Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. He went from Mr. Universe and Mr. Olympia Bodybuilding Champions and the Terminator, and then took his turn as a politician in California, even going from Hollywood to the California governor's mansion. And that's just it. So it's not a tell-all. It's more of the inspirational, motivational, and there's a lot of buzz in the publishing world about this, that there's a little bit of ghostwriting involved, and there's going to be things that, quotes from Arnold and different things that what helped him really push the fold, what helped him really get out of there. And if you've seen, I'm totally blanking on which Batman movie it was now, but where he played Mr. Freeze along with Uma Thurman, who was Ivy. And he has this quote that just kind of made me think of that. But he said, negativity is awful. Negativity, it freezes you. It makes you depressed about where you are instead of excited about where you can go. And he wants to encourage people to lose the negativity, unless you are one of the small percentage where negativity actually fuels you. In that case, then keep it going. But he also wrote that he doesn't have any really big plans, and he encourages people to not set out on big plans. Don't set out to just particularly finish these things. But think about where you want to go, and also enjoy the journey as you are doing it, because a lot of times, once that journey is over, there can be that sadness. Like, yeah, you've achieved your goal. Now what? And then you forget to enjoy all of that fun time during the journey. So it will be interesting to see Arnold Schwarzenegger's new book deal. On the way, we have some fitness tips from health expert Nikki Lanigan.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming now only on Peacock.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
It is out right now. We have holistic health coach, yoga, and fitness instructor Nikki Lanigan joining to give us a little insight about how to not really only kickstart your health routine, but how to stick to it. Nikki, welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So with some of your clients, what do you see when they are trying to really get started, but also not stop? I think that's one of the biggest things is people quit. Either they don't see results right away,
right,
or they start to see results and then they hit that plateau.
Yeah. Well, I see a lot of people, first, they're overwhelmed because they don't know where to start, and then they think they don't have enough time. And there's so many, as I do air quotes, diets out there, they don't know which one. But I believe in bio-individuality, so what works for one person isn't going to work for everyone. So you need to, like, try things out and see how you feel on it. And it's kind of like fitness. Some people love running, some people don't. Try it out, see what you like, and you're more likely to stick to something that you enjoy and you love, and it won't feel like a chore.
That's so true, and I think a lot of people forget that working out isn't only, it's not only an exercise class or going to the gym. We have heard a lot in the media about, who is it, Elizabeth Hurley, who, she's always asked, how do you stay in such good shape? How do you stay fit? And she's like, I garden. That's her big thing.
Yeah.
But she's gardening all day long, and people, I think it's easy to forget that sometimes our daily routine or certain hobbies we can take on can also have so many health benefits, not just mentally, but physically.
Yeah. And that's also another thing. I tell my clients and students, not only do something that you enjoy, but look at it as like taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind, your emotions, your mood, mentally, physically, spiritually, and your organs, not as a way to lose weight.
So when it comes to people first getting started, like you mentioned, there's so much to choose from. It can get really overwhelming. How does one figure out what would typically work best for them, especially if they're short on time?
Right. So you want to choose when you think you're going to stick to, like, a time mostly. Is it going to be early in the morning before work? Is it going to be during a lunch break or after work? If you're stay-at-home mom, is it going to be when your kids are napping? So pick a time that you're most likely to stick to, lay your gym clothes out, your workout clothes out, and act like it's a meeting or an appointment. You're not going to cancel on a meeting. You're not going to cancel on your kid's orthodontist appointment or your appointment, because most likely when you do that, you're charged money, so you don't do that. So that's what you have to treat yourself as, too, and you have to schedule it in.
Yeah, making it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Now, when it comes to the health with nutrition, a lot of people say, well, I don't have enough time to prepare things or do the grocery shopping. I don't have it in the budget. What is the answer for that?
That's a good question. So I always tell clients to first start out crowding out your plate, and that just means add more fruits and vegetables to your plate. You don't have to, like, cut out anything right away. Just add more fruits and vegetables. And then maybe you say you limit fast food runs, limit eating out, and slowly start to cut down from there. And then you take away junk food or processed food, and then slowly go that route. But you don't have to all of a sudden say, like, I'm going vegan or I'm going keto, because that's really hard. And then when you start that on Sundays, we'll take Sundays for instance. On Sundays, maybe do your grocery shopping and then meal prep and cut your fruits and vegetables up, wash them, cut them up, put them in a airtight glass container, and then it's ready. A lot of people will do this also, like, batch cook. And I do this with, like, quinoa or rice, and I batch cook for the week. Well, it doesn't last the week, but, you know, it will last us a few nights, especially with quinoa. Like, make the whole package of quinoa or the whole package of rice, and then my kids and I will eat that. In my home, it's a little, it's hard because my husband eats anything and meat. My kids and I don't eat meat, so some nights I
make a lot of different things.
But I try to make it work that on Sundays I do prepare, like, a vegetarian soup or and then him a chicken noodle soup, so it lasts. Like, he could take it to work for lunch during the 2 days later.
Okay, and I've seen a lot of things with meal prepping, and one of the the competitive remarks is, well, I don't like to eat leftovers.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a type of way where you can prepare the meal enough that maybe you're not eating the same thing over and over again, or maybe preparing some of the items, or even maybe you don't prepare everything. You just cut it up. You don't do the cooking part.
The smoothies is a good choice if you don't like leftovers, because smoothies are very easy and you could eat it for breakfast or lunch, and it's nutritious as long as you don't add like a bunch of extra sugary stuff. Mm-hmm. But even like frozen fruit, that if it's all natural, there's no added sugar to it. And you throw in spinach, and I promise you, you do not taste the spinach if you add like a banana with it, or even frozen blueberries or frozen pineapple. And that's a good way to get in nutrients and quick and easy and simple.
With the smoothies, what are some of the add-ins that you have found to be really beneficial in terms of maybe protein or the collagen? Or what's the one that it's all the rage right now? Cholera, the green one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, there's spirulina, and then there's, oh my gosh, I just had it this morning in my mind.
I can almost spell the word. It's like C-H-O-R.
Yeah. Well, spirulina is like a protein. It's a natural plant-based protein, and it also is like chlorella is the one.
Okay.
Chlorella is the same thing. Chlorella helps cleanse your body, though, too. And it's kind of like a detox-ish, like helps detox your body if you're looking for that. But it also has amino acids. Both spirulina and chlorella have amino acids in it, and they're like plant-based natural protein if you don't eat any meat.
Are they pretty cost effective, like worth the price
you can find it? Yeah, like at Amazon they have, it's cheaper. They have them at local grocery stores, if they mostly do, and then Whole Foods, you could find it too.
Okay, and then last question. I feel like we've covered physical health, working out, as well as eating. What about the mental health side of things? It is a stressful time every single time of year, it seems, anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no longer that just specific around the holidays or in summer, maybe when the kids are fully off of school. It seems like everybody has battles that they're battling. What are some good tips from the holistic approach to ease the mind, calm the stress?
Well, a good self-care. And I know some people hate the term self-care because they don't know where to start. And they're like, I barely have time to work out. I'm not going to have time to go get a facial or a massage or meditate every morning. That's not necessarily what you have to do. You could do anything that recharges you, that charges your batteries, anything that brings peace to you, that makes you smile. If on a Sunday, sitting and binge watching Netflix makes you feel like recharged and regenerated and, you know, you're ready to go again, then that could be your self-care. Meditating can also be really good and beneficial, and you do not have to sit there and meditate for 20 minutes at a time. 5 minutes is good. There's so many apps now that are guided meditations. Breath work is really good, because breath work, you could be doing it while you're cooking dinner. Even like doing your own nails at home. You don't have to go necessarily and get a manicure, but if that is something that you enjoy doing and going and getting a facial, a massage, a manicure, then do that. A bubble bath, some people like cooking, knitting, gardening, like we said.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. Well, you can reach out to Nikki, subscribe to her newsletters, her podcast, Fit, Fun, and Frazzled. Find her online, NikkiYogaAndWellness.com. In a moment, we head up the weekend box office with our resident movie expert, Chuck Curry. Plus, what movie are viewers referring to as 2 hours of pure misery? That's on the way.
network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. Chuck, what is the song?
That is the theme, Jay, to the miniseries Roots, which premiered this day in TV history. January 22nd, 1977, became a huge rating blockbuster for ABC in the cultural event. First episode aired January 22nd, last January 30th, 1977. Year before, there was a miniseries called Rich Man, Poor Man, which is also extremely popular with Peter Strauss, made a star out of Nick Nolte. But back in those days, miniseries became big tools for networks to use, and they drew maybe 100 million people. Winds of War with Robert Mitchum was a big one. And I remember The Stand, I think it was in 95, the Stephen King miniseries, which is one of my favorites. But Roots defined the miniseries back in 1977. I always remember Ben Vereen as Chicken George. I thought it was a great character. And his re-entrance in the last episode to reunite with his family, I thought it was an iconic piece of emotional television. But there you have it, Roots 1977.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to have to go find it and watch it myself. What have you noticed from the weekend box office?
Well, before I do that, I got a chance yesterday. I told Doug on Friday that I went to see A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks, and I was blown away by how good that movie was. Really good. Really good movie. And then yesterday, we booked at the theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema in East Strasbourg. We booked The Whale, Darren Aronofsky's movie with Brendan Fraser. I was really curious to see this film because all the buzz on Brendan Fraser. I got to say this, Jay. This is one of the most unique movies I've ever seen, simply because I don't recall in my mind of a movie ever being made about a 600-pound man who basically is a recluse in his own apartment. And it takes place in one room. It's a two-hour movie. I don't think it's far from perfect. It does have flaws. Having said that, I did find it a fascinating watch. Brendan Fraser owned this movie. Mm-hmm. All the hype is real. I can't see in my mind another actor playing this part. Having said that, there was about 20 people in the audience. There were people who walked out at the end, and you could feel that they were very uncomfortable what they were watching, because it's not always pleasant. This is a 600-pound man, warts and all. But it's also a redemption story, and I found that very unique. It has two very, very powerful emotional moments in the last act. And overall, I like this movie, and if you're a serious moviegoer and you want to see something different, I recommend this movie. It's not for everybody, but his performance is great, and he's going to get nominated for an Oscar. I think he's got a good shot to win. So I saw two good movies in the last week, Man Called Otto, which I thought was outstanding, and The Whale, which I thought was extremely unique. And now, in terms
I'm
of box office,
I'm happy to hear that the hype is real. I'm happy to hear
the hype is real.
I love Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser is a good guy. Like I say, when you watch his performance, I say to myself, I can't imagine another actor doing this. He was that good, and he had you connect with his character extremely well. Now, Avatar: Way of Water, number one film at the box office once again this weekend, 20 million, almost 600 million here in the States, 2 billion wide. Puss in Boots came in second, 11.5, 126 million in 5 weeks. Megan, 9.8, 73 million in 3 weeks. That movie is a hit. A movie called Emission, 9.3 in this opening weekend. And that's pretty much really to talk about at the box office. If you notice in coming attraction trailers to Ant-Man 3, Quantumania, Disney's Marvel's promoting the 3D of this film. I'm sort of hoping they don't try to scare audiences into this trend again of 3D. I know Avatar's done so well, but I don't want to see every big movie going forward 3D. I don't know what your opinion on that
is. I agree with that. See, I don't like 3D because it doesn't work on me. I don't know what it is, what about my eyes, but it just does not work on me. I would rather see in just the normal how films are supposed to be made, especially when you do anybody who has a home stuff and they have those the battery operated glasses. I see the thing moving back and forth in my eyes, and it is just
Here's the thing for me with 3D. I find the technology is fascinating, and it is super cool, but I don't want to sit for 2 hours and watch an entire movie in 3D. I remember like in the 80s or 90s when they brought back 3D to some extent, most of the movie would be 2D. And then they said, the thing would be on the screen, put your glasses on, and like 10 or 15 minutes toward the end would be in 3D. I think it was certainly a novelty back in the day. I think they want to make it more than the novelty. And if studios had their way, or theaters had their way, I think they would have everything in 3D because they could charge more per ticket. But I hope that's not the case.
Oh, no, that makes sense. Total sense. Well, we didn't get to cover Hugh Jackman and Laura Dern's The Son, but apparently people hate it, and they call it 2 hours of misery.
I heard that.
So I guess don't go see The Son. More coming up, and Doug is back sooner than you think. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.